When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. And we say good morning to him. And before we get into everything, boy, I'll tell you what, I think this is a big, big two playoff games coming up for the ACC with SMU and Penn State and Clemson and Texas to make sure they have a good showing, because if not, everybody's going to say, we told you, ACC was weak. It's a whole weak conference. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think both of them, SMU and Clemson, probably have more of a shot than people give them credit for. I will say for the SMU at Penn State game, the weather is going to be a factor there, Joe. You know, they're going to be playing at Beaver Stadium at Penn State. It's going to be 25 degrees. It might snow. I don't know how that's going to play for SMU that usually plays in 72 degrees in Dallas. But I think SMU can surprise some people. And I wouldn't completely count Clemson out. I mean, it's a team with a really, really strong defense. Cade Klubnik has been playing well through the second half of the season. I'm not fully believing in Texas. You know, they had kind of an easy road through the SEC into the championship game. So nothing would shock me in these playoffs, Joe.
All right. So the Canes are preparing for this bowl game next weekend against Iowa State. I got to tell you, this is a crazy time because you've got that going on. You got Mario trying to get his team ready to play, and he's got this transfer portal, which is so damn important. You're trying to find guys that can come in and replace guys that you know can play because you've seen them play at a high level, whether it's a smaller Division I program or a bigger program. They've added a couple of guys, but something's got to get fixed on this system. It just makes no sense and really not fair. And I know everybody's got a big organization of people in the recruiting department, but this is crazy doing this, Alex.
Yeah, and it's basically unlimited now, Joe. I mean, when the transfer portal first started, you know, five, six years ago, you know, at that point, you kind of had a cap on how many times guys could transfer. I mean, a lot of guys were getting waivers and stuff, but you couldn't just transfer every year. Now the floodgates are open. So not only do you have schools, you know, tampering with you, recruiting you, trying to entice you into the portal, but, you know, guys can go to, you know, four schools in 4 years, five schools in 5 years, and so on. So you have the craziness of, you know, trying to get your NIL bids in for players in the portal, and then you also have to try to recruit the guys that are currently on your roster to keep them from leaving and going somewhere else. So it's absolutely crazy, Joe. I mean, people try to compare this to NFL free agency, but it's way crazier than that, because at least in the NFL, you've got contracts and you're not on the open market every single year.
So you got to help me out. Is Cam Ward really going to play in this game in Orlando? Is that the word, or is it going to be like, hey, I'll play part of it and get somebody else ready to go? Or what do you expect from Cam Ward in this game in Orlando?
I think the second part of your statement is what I don't know. Is he going to play the entire game? I think that's an excellent question, Joe, because as far as Cam Ward suiting up and playing the game, he has reiterated that multiple times. He has made it loud and clear, and every time he's interviewed, it seems like the people who interview him don't believe it, so they ask him again, and he said it again and again and again. He's playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl. But to your other part of your question, is he going to play four quarters? Is he going to go out there kind of like an NFL preseason game? Is he going to hopefully lead a couple of touchdown drives and then take a seat? That's the part that I don't know. But I do know something about Cam Ward, Joe. First of all, he doesn't have an agent yet. A lot of players do, whether it be, you know, NIL agents that are, you know, kind of transitioning towards the NFL part of it. Cam Ward doesn't have an agent, so he doesn't have someone in his ear telling him not to play. Ward, you know, he looks at it as his team, and it really is. I mean, he's been the emotional leader in that locker room since he arrived last January. And to him, it's just important to play and kind of finish the job that he started here at Miami. So I fully expect Ward to play, but how much, that's the part I can't answer.
All right, let's talk about three guys going to the Senior Bowl here, Restrepo, Arroyo, and Rivers. You think they all play in this game? I know Restrepo wasn't sure for a while. He hadn't made up his mind. What do you think they do?
Yeah, I've heard, and I don't want to speak for anybody, but they're probably going to be some no's in there. I think the last that I heard on all of them, including Restrepo, is undecided. It would not surprise me if he opts out. Same thing with Arroyo. I don't expect the three names you mentioned necessarily to play. And you know what? From a Hurricane fan standpoint, you know, I know a lot of people are screaming at the top of their lungs. You want to see the young guys. You want to see the young receivers get
I'm
more
guilty.
Opportunities.
Yep.
Yeah. No, and I totally get it, because Miami had such an upperclassman, top-heavy rotation of receivers this past year. We didn't get to see a lot of Ray Joseph and Josiah Trader and Nye Carr and Chance Robinson, and even Shamar Kirk, who's a junior, but you know he's a former transfer. I thought Kirk would play more this year than he did, so maybe we see more of him in the bowl game. So to me, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have some of these guys who are headed to the NFL and the Senior Bowl who decide to opt out, I'd like to see more of these young receivers play.
Yeah, what a great way to kick off spring football early, right? Getting those guys playing time and let them get in there. So yeah, I wish Restrepo and Arroyo and Rivers only the best. If they don't play, I got no problem. Absolutely no problem with it. All right, this next one's really interesting to me because it had to do with my old school. Fernando Mendoza did not play in the game against Vegas the other night. When Cal played him, he jumped in the transfer portal. He is one of the hottest quarterbacks in the transfer portal. Is there a chance? Mario knows the family, and I'm guessing if Mario wants Fernando Mendoza, Doc Mendoza and the families are really close, that he's going to come back. Have you heard anything? There might be some interest in Fernando Mendoza coming back to quarterback this team.
I have. They haven't pushed for, to my understanding anyway, I don't think that they have pushed for him the way that they pushed for John Mateer, who they ultimately missed out on, who was, you know, Cam Ward's backup at Washington State, who just lit it up this year. He ends up at Oklahoma. Oklahoma had the inside track because they literally went and hired his offensive coordinator and his quarterback's coach to help, and power to them for doing that. But that helped them, you know, get him over to Oklahoma. So Miami missed out on Mateer. So I feel like Miami was really thinking about going all in on Mateer, and then maybe now that they missed out, they're going to assess their plan Bs. Joe, I really like Fernando Mendoza, you know that. But I would imagine that the decision that is being debated right now in Coral Gables with Mario Cristobal, Shannon Dawson, and the rest of the staff is, you know, what type of quarterback do we go after now? Because I think with only three scholarship quarterbacks at the moment, at the very least, you need to add somebody for depth.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you go after a guy like Fernando Mendoza, this is a potential top-line starter, so this is not a depth piece. But then you have to decide, how highly do we value Emory Williams,
well,
who would be the likely starter next year? Yeah, if you don't add somebody, Emory Williams, who you've been developing for the past 2 years, you know, he's been working with Shannon Dawson for that time. He's been working behind Cam Ward this past season. I had a conversation yesterday with Cam Ward's father, who said that Cam really believes in Emory Williams and he thinks he's ready to step up. So there's that. So you have to wonder, is it worth potentially unsettling the ecosystem of your quarterback room to go get a guy. So they Miami needs to decide how good do we think Fernando Mendoza is and how much better do we think he is than Emery Williams and so on. But at the end of the day, Joe, they probably need to add somebody, even if it's like, you know, a Reese Poffenbarger 2.0, because if you only have three scholarship quarterbacks in the room and none of them have much of any experience. I mean, Luke Nickel is coming in as a true freshman. Judd Anderson's a redshirt freshman next year who, you know, hasn't played at the college level at all. And Emery Williams is two starts under his belt as a true freshman and limited work outside of that. You probably need to add somebody else with experience to that room no matter what. But you have to decide, is the juice worth the squeeze with Fernando Mendoza?
Hey, Alex, I've been saying, though, I am all for it. He just had a couple of great recruiting classes. Develop some of those guys. Let's develop more of those guys, even if they've been a little slow coming around for you. Stick with it, man, and get them in there so they don't leave. This, by the way, this transfer portal life is expensive. You know, I'm not saying the high school thing's not expensive too once they start playing well, but man, you just had a couple of great recruiting classes. Not talking about the one you just had, but before those last two. We need to see a lot of those faces out there and playing. And I'm not just doing the local South Florida kid, but some of the guys in those recruiting class, they have a couple of big-time defensive linemen, defensive tackles. One played a little bit. One didn't play at all. I mean, those guys, I don't know how smart they are. I don't know if they're slow learners, but they got to play. I mean, it's good for business. We got to get those guys out playing. You agree with all that?
100%, Joe, and I think it's what I dislike most about the transfer portal is that it really kind of sabotages high school recruiting. It really does.
Yes.
That, you know, you work so hard to try to land these top classes out of high school, and then, you know, you feel this pressure to kind of microwave your roster every year, and there are players out there like, I can't believe this guy's available, we have to go after him, and then does that undermine, you know, the recruiting you did out of high school? And I understand that you got to compete, it's the reality, and Miami got some great pieces in the portal last year, including, you know, the best quarterback in the country, I believe, in Cam Ward, so certain aspects of it worked out, but I just hate the idea that you put so much time, effort, resources, and money into recruiting the top players out of high school, and then a lot of these guys will never even see the field for you if you recruit over them in the portal.
Yeah. And the other thing is you're recruiting, you're having great success, and I'm going to throw these two high schools out there, Chaminade and Central right now. We need those guys to keep playing. You need, I mean, those schools are loaded. And I'm not taking anything away from American Heritage and Plantation and St. Thomas, but I think it's good for business, man, and get more of their top players to want to come because they've got them just about every year. So that's just my thoughts for whatever the hell it's worth, man. I don't know if you're – and I'm not trying to do that. I'm not one that believes you got to do all local recruiting. That's a bunch of crap. You go get the best players from around the country. You agree with that, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think, like you said, the pipelines with some of these top area high schools are really, really important. And I think we're seeing a lot of those pipelines getting repaired over the past few years. And sometimes the transfer portal gives you a chance to bring some of these guys home. Like, I know a name Miami's really after today. We're probably going to hear more about it, is Xavier Lucas, who was, you know, a top defensive back last year at American Heritage. Four-star recruit. He went out to Wisconsin. He's in the transfer portal. Miami's trying to bring Lucas back home. They need defensive backs. He was one of the top freshman corners in the country last year. You know, we know that defense is what really needs the most fixing on this Hurricanes roster. So listen, so sometimes if you miss out on some of the local guys in high school, you can go grab them a year or two later.
Boy, that darn American Heritage Plantation is just loaded with skilled athletes and cornerbacks. My God, they've had a bunch of guys coming through that school that have really, really done a great job. Hey, it's always great having you, Alex. Thank you so much, man. Have a great holiday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Happy holidays to you in Hollywood.
All right. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, joining us a little bit here. Michael Kotze is joining me right now to talk about – no, he's not here. Good morning, Michael. I know one thing. It's a holiday season, and Michael Kotze is going to be working. He really has no life. His kids asked him the other day, said, hey, Dad, seriously, can you not work today? Can we do something together? You want to go out and get on the ice a little bit, work out a little bit or something? And Mike Kotze says, no. I got to help people. We got some new clients. We got to help them. Looking to get a mortgage, looking to get it quickly. I got to get the best rate. And, man, he is off. No wonder Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 35 years of experience, why he's been so successful right here in South Florida. Hey, whatever you're looking for. Matter of fact, if you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you. If it's about getting approved quickly, you found a home, you got to get something done real, real quickly and get the best rates, that's Michael Kotze. That's right up his alley, man. He's ready to roll. Google their reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze. Hey, the reverse mortgage, I always talk about it because it's the old people mortgage. That's right. If you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, the reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. You're getting ready to retire, or you just retired, and you got all that equity in your home, and you'd like to get it out and still have a place to live. Michael Kotze and a reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you. Whatever it is you're looking for right now, you need some of that equity in your home, call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He really has no life. He's working, and he works 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Well, y'all know what's crazy, bro. I just be like looking at stuff, and then like I just tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like no like grammar. Like, I be needing some grammar corrections and everything else. But what I meant was, like, when I say it's time for me to go coach, meaning that, like, when you see guys like Teddy Bridgewater, when you see guys like Michael Vick getting these head coaching jobs, it's like, bro, like, I want to be a coach also when I'm done playing. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I meant by it. I ain't meant by, like, I want to get traded or I want to leave Miami. Like, I'm in a great situation here. Like, I love the guys here. I love this organization. They obviously changed me and my family's life, you know what I'm saying, forever. So I'm in a great spot, man. I'm happy. I wish we were playing better ball, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like when I tweet something, it's not always about football. It's about, you know, seeing these other guys, you know, succeed in other areas like Deion Sanders and stuff like that. So I would just shoot my shot, really, at Michael Vick, like, hey, it's time for me to go coach with Vick, maybe, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of weak, to be honest. That was that was very weak, obviously, coming off when this all took place after the loss to the Texans, where he did not have a great game, to try to somehow throw it into a bunch of guys that have been retired and out of the NFL for a long time. First of all, is he really thinking about coaching right now with the amount of money he's making and has a chance to make over the next few years? I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, I think more so, and he addressed it, you know, later on, frustration of the fans or whatever, but it's more about reading the room, right? And you send something out like, yeah, that stuff is fine, whatever, when things are going well, but things are an absolute mess right now, and it's like, you know, fans are really upset. Why do these things? Like, just shut it down
so
is an option, right?
I don't think a lot of players care that the fans are upset. Which, by the way, we're
talking about Dolphins players specifically, or are you talking about players in general?
I'm just talking about players. No, not all players. Some are aware of, of what's going on. I think some guys aren't really aware of it, but
well, the reason he was talking, you know, he's talking about his salary in there, that big comfortable salary he's got.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they have fans that pay for tickets and, you know, pay to watch him play on Sundays on all the different TV networks.
They don't want to hear about you coaching and getting
a job. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
And all that stuff. So anyway, I would just
read the room a little better, man. That's it.
The you got three games left and whatever. I'm guessing they're going to try really hard to get him 1,000 yards in receptions to keep that alive for whatever it's worth. It's like, you know, right now. And it's just the whole thing is really frustrating. I got to tell you, man, that Texans loss was a rough one. That one really – and then last night what happened didn't help. But, again, the fact that somebody's a couple of games out in front of you is never a good situation when you're trying to catch them. And you need them to lose, and you got to win to have a chance, which I don't know what the percentages are, but they're obviously not very high for it to happen at this point. Anyway, all right, enough of that stuff. We've got a lot of other stuff going on here. The Jimmy Butler thing, man. So I just want to say this, and I know we've had some guys writing the papers, trade Jimmy Butler, get rid of him and all that stuff, which is really, unless you have some game plan, please don't just say, trade Jimmy Butler. Please have some kind of game plan. And instead of just say something like you're not getting Jimmy Butler or somebody as good as Jimmy Butler back. Everybody knows the Heat are about winning right now. And I, for one, am sticking with their plan. Their plan was, whether it was right or wrong, is we think if we can stay healthy, we got a team that's going to be 5 or 10 games better than last year in the regular season. Hopefully we're healthy and we can step it up like we usually do in the playoffs. That's pretty much what Pat Riley has said. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to go get rid of Jimmy's a different dude too, man. Jimmy's he's really good. And we see it from, you know, certain nights when he's really into it. He can take over a game. He can get you 30. He can do all those things. I'm not just giving him away for somebody. Like, I hear some of the names. What's a guy for Arizona, for Phoenix that they're talking
about? Bradley Beal.
Yeah, like, I don't want him. Who wants him? That guy breaks down every time he turns around, he breaks down for five games.
I don't even know if it's theoretically even possible to make that deal happen. But let's say it is. You are essentially throwing in the towel.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, what is your plan at that point?
They don't throw in the towel.
To let Tyler Hero be the number one option and kind of work with Bam out there.
Pat Riley.
You are throwing in the towel. I got to tell you, it's fresh in my mind because I just watched it, but Jimmy Butler ends that Netflix documentary by saying how badly he wants to win one here and that he feels like he owes it to this city and he owes it to the organization. And
all right, great.
He's taken him to a couple of finals, man. He's gotten so close.
Okay.
And I feel like people like forget that almost. And it's like, yeah, I know, last playoffs he got hurt.
Pat Riley.
Couldn't play.
Whatever you think of Pat Riley, I think Pat Riley's a special guy, and I still think Pat Riley is pretty special. Even you may not like that he didn't do anything in the offseason, and you know, he hit you with, I did the Rozier thing, that was our move. When I don't know how good Rozier is, to be honest. I have, you know, he's just not much. Not what we thought we were getting, right? He was 23 points and whatever he is now with this team.
Well, again, he's like, was he the fourth, fifth option?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know.
So, but I like, if Pat Riley looks at this thing, because they're about winning right now. One thing I give that organization credit for, they are always about winning right now. You may not like what their vision is. A lot of you were upset when they said they're going to run this thing back and we need guys to stay healthy. Which, you know, my first thought is, when nobody gets injured on purpose. Guys get hurt, they get hurt. It's not like, hey, I did that to screw the team, so I'm not going to get to playing 70 games this year. It's probably going to be 60 or 58. And Tyler Hero was injured a lot of last year. He said we got to run it back. We got to stay healthy. And I like our team a lot. That's pretty much. Pat Riley looked at everything. Andy looked at everything. Mickey and Nick looked at everything. And they said, let's run it back. We think we were so close a year ago. We're only a few games from being a 3 seed or 2 seed or 4 seed. And we just got to get out of this play-in thing, which, what are they, 6 right now, if I'm not mistaken, the 6 spot. But just run it back. I don't want to get rid of Jimmy. Every time something happens, I don't want to get rid of Jimmy. And we do this, and Jimmy didn't play well, or Jimmy took 8 shots, or Jimmy didn't look like he was into it, or Jimmy missed some games. I'm not going to live on that roller coaster with Jimmy. I'm sticking with Jimmy because, you know, whether Golden State wants him or the Phoenix Suns want him or Houston wants him or he wants to go to the he probably has given his agent some teams he would go to. I'm guessing he has. And I'm guessing he likes to F with Pat Riley a little bit, don't you think? He likes to mess with Pat Riley a little bit.
I don't.
I do.
I think he does the trolling stuff. Kind of a little on the kind of like Tyreek does.
I think they like to come out and say, man, I don't know where this is coming from. Yeah, you do. That's my take. Yeah, you do.
Well, I do.
And your agent, yeah, you do.
I mean, I did tell you when it happened, I thought Shams is, I mean, there's obviously some truth to what he's reporting. He doesn't just make stuff
and
up
it's
or
okay.
have bad sources. But
as long as you're playing and you want to, if you do want to jab Pat Riley a little bit back after, you know, his comments in the offseason or right after the season was over, that's fine. But I'm keeping it together. I don't know how many Heat fans feel that way.
There are a couple seasons removed from an NBA Finals, man. So, like, before everyone dumps all over him, and I don't know, man, Jimmy Butler is starting to feel like our guy, too, down here, isn't he?
I don't know about our guy. I just wanted
no.
to say.
Okay.
I don't know if he's my guy or not.
Been here a while.
Okay.
Does he get a little baby statue?
Yeah.
Next to Dwayne? Can he get a baby statue?
No, he's never going to be next to Dwayne.
No?
No. Do you think he's going to be next to Dwayne ever?
He's going to get his jersey retired here.
Do you think he's ever going to be in that same category when you talk about Dwayne, you're going to talk about Jimmy?
Can we get him a statue that like doesn't exactly look like him? And just, you know.
No, we're not doing that. And you can take shots. You got your shot.
But he is going to have his jersey retired here, though.
That's you at your best.
You would agree, right?
What?
That he gets his jersey retired here?
Yes. Oh, it'll be a love fest when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
In a few years.
It'd be very tough to watch him win somewhere else.
We're not going to let him. What, were they going to go just to help everybody else out? And they're going to give us crap back or a guy that's hurt all the time? Come on.
I don't know. Apparently, that's the new thing in sports. The Dolphins are just going to release guys and let them sign wherever the hell they want because they're nice.
I don't think that's going to happen. I know you're talking about Calais Campbell. I don't think
I saw that. That thing came out again, and it's like.
He talked about it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. It's like. It's the equivalent of like the fantasy football jerk who's eliminated who just like starts dropping his players because he just wants chaos. You can't do that.
I don't think they're going
to. That's not how it works.
I don't have enough guys to start with. That's not exactly.
What precedent would that set? Now you got all these bad teams around the league who are just going to start dropping players?
No, I don't think that.
Omar was the creator of that, by
Omar.
The way.
Omar gets it rolling with everybody.
He must be, but they must be pretty close, I'm guessing.
Who?
Omar and Calais?
I don't know. I have no idea. He's out there every day with them in the locker room and around. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We got Mike Florio going to join us coming up 9 o'clock hour here on a Friday. Man, great game last night. Thursday night football, did they get a bunch of good games this year, Woody? Seems like Thursday night football hit them. Remember they used to get all the crap games?
It was not only a combination of crap games, but it was guys that just like weren't ready to play by Thursday, right? Didn't you feel that a lot?
Yeah, well.
That the play was just not as good. But yeah, it has been better,
man.
This year.
That game last night was actually a really good game. I made about a little more than half of it last night. And then the rest this morning. But man, Bo Nix, freaking a lot better than I thought he was going to be. Justin Herbert looked good as well last night. All right, we'll come back, talk more about all that stuff. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's the holiday season to get that perfect truck like a Silverado 1500. Man, it gives you power and capability. You need something to tow. You need that extra power. Silverado 1500 gives you everything you need. As far as that goes, we got a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle, no matter what you do. Whether it's just you and that truck making a living, or that family truck, boy, Silverado makes them all for you. How about the Equinox EV and the all-new Equinox, America's best compact SUV for new vehicle quality by J.D. Power, offer both confidence and style to see you through the holiday season. You got to go take a test drive and check out that bad boy. Cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. I just bought myself a 2025 Tahoe. Couldn't wait to get the new one. It is roomy. It is nice. Man, I'll tell you what, it just feels just so much room and just everything, man. It was even more than I thought it was going to be. I even called. I had to call the guys and go, hey, man, that's great. Hey, find your red tag. Get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select popular Chevy models when you finance with GM Financial. Yeah, that Suburban and that new Tahoe are sweet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. All right, Woody, here on a Friday. Boy, the NFL just bullied their way. They just took Saturday and just, they tried to just poop all over the college football playoff games, didn't they?
They did.
And they gave you two sexy-ass games, the Texans at Kansas City and the Steelers at the Ravens, and said, enjoy your SMU game and Clemson games. Go enjoy them. That's great.
Ready to get to some of these games
here,
Joe? Let's see if you can't lose people some money here this weekend with some of these picks. Do you mind doing the playoff games? Can we start with those?
Yeah.
All right, so you got one tonight, Notre Dame and Indiana. They're both 11-1. Cold weather game, Notre Dame favored by 7. Total 51.5.
This is just personal, Indiana.
It's personal. I like that. Starting Saturday at noon, number 6 Penn State, number 11 SMU. Those are the seeds in the playoff here. Penn State favored by 8.5. They are the home team here, total 53.5.
I got to go Penn State.
Okay. You have at 4 o'clock the 5 seed Texas, the 12 seed Clemson. Texas is favored by 12. Game in Austin, total 51.5.
Yeah. Oh, man. 10.5 is a lot of points. I'm going Texas.
All right. And then at 8 o'clock, 8 seed Ohio State, 9 seed Tennessee, both 10-2. Game in Columbus. Ohio State favored by 7.5, total 45.5.
What is it again? What's the spread?
7.5. Ohio State is favored over Tennessee.
Damn, that's a pretty good. Oh, man, Tennessee's good. Damn. I'll go Ohio State.
Not sensing a lot of confidence, in, to be honest, in any of those games.
No, I didn't feel
it. Maybe you'll do better at the NFL here. Let's start with tomorrow. All right,
give me a couple. Go ahead.
1 o'clock, Chiefs and Texans. KC favored by 3.5.
Mahomes is playing.
Yes, total 42.5. How effective will Mahomes be? That is the question, I guess.
You want to question after all the things.
No, I guess not.
Oh, man. Damn, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, not sensing a ton of confidence. Ravens and Steelers at 4:30. Baltimore favored by 6.5. Total 44.5. Game in Baltimore.
Ravens big. Ravens big.
Wow. All right, I sensed a little confidence on that one. All right, Sunday games, Falcons and Giants. From Atlanta, Falcons favored by 8.5, total 42.5.
Yeah, Falcons big.
I think I probably know where you're going to go on this one.
We could see Michael Penix,
Lions and Bears, Chicago. Detroit favored by 6.5, total 47.5.
Yeah, Detroit's going to get after it offensively, although their defense is, I know, the backups at every position now.
But Dan Campbell was riled up this week, man.
He was. He goes, we got guys hurt now for the year. I'm glad, because I want to see the next guys play.
All right, Bengals and Browns, 1 o'clock from Cincinnati. Bengals favored by 9, total 46.5.
Joe is weatherproof. Let's go with Joe Burrow.
Colts and Titans from Indy. Indy favored by 3.5, total 42.5.
Yeah, Colts. Yeah.
Colts need it. Titans, their coach got riled up, though.
Yeah, the Titans coach was not happy. He said his team was soft, mentally and physically. He did not like that.
It's an intriguing line on that game, by the way. You would think Indy would be favored by a little more than 3.5. But. Jets hosting the Rams. The Rams are favored by 3. 46.5 is the total.
Oh, man, that game's in New York.
Yep.
What Jets team? They're in every game. God, they're in every friggin' game just about. All right, I'll go Jets.
Really?
Well,
I don't think the Jets beat the Rams.
You don't?
No.
That weather?
Oh, really? Now we're going weather? I don't know what Matt Stafford's issue is with weather. I don't know. Does he have a weatherproof arm? Is he okay?
I think he's fine.
He usually seems to have a pretty decent arm.
He's pretty good in everything.
The Jets happen to have a bum playing quarterback, so who knows?
Well, you don't like him.
I can't stand him. Commanders and Eagles. 1 o'clock from Maryland. Philly favored by 3.5, total 45.5.
I'm going to go with Philly.
They're rolling. They are rolling. Saquon Barkley's going for like the rushing record here, by the way. So
they haven't decided yet if they're going to throw it a whole bunch or run it a whole bunch yet, because they can do both.
Yep. Panthers and Cardinals to round out the 1 o'clock games here. Arizona's favored by 5 from Charlotte, total 47.5.
Panthers and Cardinals. Let's go Cardinals.
Yeah, it's an easy one there. Vikings and Seahawks as we start the 4 o'clock games from Seattle. Minnesota is favored by 3 with a total 42.5.
Let's go Vikings.
Ready for your big spread of the week, Joe?
Yeah, what is it?
Bills and Pats. Home game for the Bills.
How big is it?
Buffalo is favored by 14.
Oh, gosh.
Total 46.5. I almost lean Patriots, but...
I love Buffalo, just to smash them. Yeah.
I don't know, man. That, for a division game?
I know.
I would like if you could get that extra half point, make it 14.5, but... Raiders and Jaguars, 425.
Oh, that's a bad game.
Yeah, that's a hell of a game. Vegas is... game's in Vegas. They're favored by 1.5. Total 40.5. I don't think anyone knows who's playing quarterback for either of these teams. I guess Mac Jones is still rolling.
Yes.
He's got 4 touchdowns and 7 picks. Pretty good.
Oh, boy, not good.
you pass on that game.
Pass.
Let's go to Cowboys and Bucks because the Cowboys just they can't get these guys off national TV. 8:20 on Sunday.
Bucks. You don't have to give me any information.
Tampa
Bucks.
Bay favored by 4. Total 48.5.
Tampa Bay's now running the football, too.
Yeah, they are. Your other big spread, Joe, you got another 2-touchdown spread here. Packers and Saints, this one's on Monday night. We can get to that on Monday, but that's another 14-point spread.
Oh, Pack's going to be tough.
They are. And then here you go, man. Here's our game. Dolphins and 49ers, both teams at 6-8.
What's the spread on that? Woody, I didn't even look.
The Dolphins are favored by 1 at the moment. So essentially, this is a pick'em game.
Oh, my God.
Total 44.5. And by the way, I have absolutely no clue how this game is going to shake out. This is a very tough game to predict.
I have no idea either. We've all been watching the personality of this team. You have no idea.
Well, you nailed the game last week against the Texans, so you want to take a stab at this one?
I'll take the Dolphins.
Okay.
Because I really think...
I'm shocked.
I really think their whole thing is 9-8, and they're going to get it. I don't know about the 2 cold weather games, but they'll get this one.
The 49ers are not a proud organization. Are they going to come down here and play?
No, they're coming down. Nick's throwing a big party. No. Of course they're coming down to play.
If people listen to you about the Dolphins, they'd be filing for bankruptcy by week 16.
That's not true.
Maybe it's just me you do it to, but you did this. The worst one you did to me was Seattle.
I didn't know Skyler was going to be that bad.
You go, they're going to win this game outright. That's what you told me. And I believed you because you're close to it. But
I'm not close to it.
Too close.
No. I'm too far away. It's not too close. I'm too far away.
Told us that the Dolphins were going to win last week. You told us that one. I think you said they were going to win in Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I didn't.
Pretty sure you did. Huh? I mean, it's okay. Like, again, you're a little close to it, so it's tough. I understand that.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the heart telling you what.
I don't know.
You're picking with your heart, and you got to be picking with your head here.
I will tell you, it's been a rough 14 games.
Yeah, it's been a crappy season, huh?
It's starting to wear me down a little bit.
Yeah.
In case you haven't noticed, it's starting to really wear me down.
Well, the good news is after this game, you get a couple of real nice trips. Finish up your...
you talking about that plane bouncing around in some of that weather the next couple weeks? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, we had a... bouncer last game coming home from Houston. That big son of a gun was just bouncing all over the place. It was a big plane. It was, might as well have been a little plane. The man thing was.
No, nice thing about the 4:25 game is you can watch all the 1 o'clockers on Red Zone.
Yeah. Thanks, Woody.
That's, to me, the nice part. Because, again, I know a lot of people are saying this, the Dolphins are not exactly must-see TV at this moment. So.
No, they're not. No, they are not. They are just trying to find a way to win by 1 point, as Dan Campbell would say. That's all they're trying to do. Hey, we got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio is going to join us. We'll be talking to him. But first, hey, Marlin fans, Flanagan's Fest is back at the ballpark in 2025. I love Flanagan's. Just had lunch there. On Saturday, June 21st, rock the 305 with an exclusive Flanagan's jersey and turn Lone Depot Park green. Oh, boy, those Flanagan's jerseys last year were a big hit. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at martins.com/Flanagan's. Venezuelan Heritage Night is back at Lone Depot Park Saturday, April 12th. You can enjoy authentic food and drinks and post-game concert, plus an exclusive jersey inspired by culture. You'll get your tickets now at Marlins.com/Venezuela. Your favorite theme nights are back at Lone Depot Park. Star Wars on May 4th, Barbie Game Day May 16th, and Harry Potter Day September 14th, all with exclusive jerseys you won't want to miss. So grab your tickets now, Marlins.com/tickets.